Hello, welcome everybody. Thank you so much for choosing to tune in to Tea Time with Effie on this beautiful afternoon, or whatever time you're listening to this podcast. I just want to say thank you to all of y'all for the continued support. A bitch really appreciates it. So today's episode, babies, let me tell y'all. Today's episode is entitled, When's It Tea Time? And the reason why I went with this title is because, baby, you know, once you're working out there, whether you're a doctor, whether you're working in a call center, or whether you're doing whatever the hell you're doing, babies, people always tend to ask, when is it tea time? When is it lunchtime? Ooh, a bitch needs a break. I'm tired. Ooh, I need me some rest. That's why tea time with Effie this afternoon. When is it tea time? And like I always start all my episodes, whether y'all are tuned in, listening to me in your earphones while you're laying in bed, maybe you're driving in your car and you got me on the surround sound of your car radio listening to Effie on the roads. Maybe you might even be in a grocery store walking around doing your weekly shopping or your monthly shopping. Thank you for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. So without further ado, let us jump right into this content for this afternoon. So y'all remember, in my very first episode, I was talking about when I started working at this American-based company, and a bitch got her vocal training, you know, so that I could sound like a African-American because of the requirement that the company had. So today, we're going to be diving into just a few of the other work experience that I've had in my life. Babies, I'm talking about the work experience that I have had as Effie, as well as the work experience that I have had as my true self. But I'm not going to tell y'all what his name is. I'll keep y'all guessing. Maybe I'll tell y'all in a future episode. So let's go all the way back to, ooh, babies, wanna tell you. What year was this? I'm thinking probably 2013, 2014. Babies, when I tell y'all, I started working for this UK-based company. I'm not gonna mention the name. This UK-based company, and I remember sitting in the cafeteria. We was all sitting there waiting to step into our training. Now, when I tell y'all, babies, a bitch always likes to be punctual. You know what I'm saying? I always try to be on time. So I was supposed to be there at 9 o'clock, but a bitch got there at 7:30. I was probably the first, second, or third person who had arrived at the office for our first day of training. I was sitting in the cafeteria. I think I had me some coffee, or maybe I had me some tea. Y'all know I love me some tea. So sitting in the cafeteria, seeing all these different people coming into the office and thinking to myself, oh, there's a whole lot of people working at this place. Why is so many people working at this place? This don't look like that big of a company. But then I remembered, it's international, honeys. Went to sit at a table, or actually was sitting at the table. People started coming to sit with me. One of my friends. Now, y'all, I don't know. Sometimes when I think to myself about, you know, as you go through life, you just realize that the world just becomes smaller and smaller every single day. With every breath you take, the world becomes smaller and smaller. Babies, I'm sitting at the table waiting to go inside. Obviously, like I said, people still walking in. And the new trainees walks in too, obviously. And this one little lady walks inside. We're still friends. I look at her, I'm like, don't I know you? She says, Effie, oh my God, it's been so many years. I said, baby, where do I know you from? She said, we was friends in creche, kindergarten babies. Oh, I said, oh, well, come on, sit here with Effie. Order you a cup of tea and let's spill this about this company that we starting at today, babies. When we got to talking, asking each other how life is, has she gotten married yet? Is she still living in the area that we grew up as little babies? She told me, yes, I'm still living there. And at the time, where was I living? I think I was living in the north. So she says to me, when did you move out of the Cape Flats? I said, it's probably been a year or two now that we've done moved out. A bitch is living in the north now. Mm-hmm. Hold on, let me have a sip of this tea. So she says to me, no, she's still dating this guy. And I say to her, damn, baby, y'all together a long time. Y'all got that real love. A bitch been struggling for all these years to get that real love. She said, Effie, don't lie. I see you in a relationship with that guy. I say, yes, babies, but let's not talk about him. At this moment in time, we're sitting at the table. And this was when I met one of my good friends. And we are still friends today. She actually my drag mama. Right? So me and let me call my friend who was sitting with me at the table. Let's call her Estelle. So me and Estelle sitting at the table. And I look over my shoulder. And I'm like, who is this person walking in here with a stank face, looking like she above all of us? I say, you must be a drag queen too. I see you, baby. She gives me a side eye. Baby, when I tell y'all if looks could kill, a bitch would have died right then and there. She came to sit over at the table. Yeah, my drag mama, Payton. Came to sit over at the table, introduce herself. Me, Payton, and Estelle be talking to each other. And from that time, we built a friendship. But me and Payton, we didn't like each other. And y'all can ask her, Effie and Payton, we didn't like each other for shit, honeys. I always used to be like, I'm going to be the number one gay in this company. And she like, bitch, you can try. Anywho, obviously went through training and everything. And eventually we ended up in, after training, they put us into a team together. Me, Estelle, and Payton. We're in this team together. Now, babies, when I tell y'all, I met a lot of people at this company. Payton, Estelle, Vicky, Mer, Alice, and Tsum Tsum. I'm giving all of them, aliases. And Tsum Tsum. Babies, and I'm thinking back to this one day. We're sitting at the call center. You know, everybody waiting for a call to come through. And I was sitting right behind Patty. And I heard Payton answering the phone. Thank you for calling the company name. You're speaking to Payton. How can I help you? And I look over my shoulder and Payton is laughing. I said, baby, what the hell going on? She say to me, Effie, come on and take a look here what this customer name is. So I slide over one. Y'all know those stools? Those stools in the office that you just can slide on with the wheels. I don't know what it's called. Is it the wheelie? I don't know. Shit. Slide over to Payton. At the time, we was already friends. Yeah, we done buried our hatchet, whatever hatchet we had. But y'all know how it is when you come into a new environment and you meet somebody. I don't know if it's this way everywhere, but that's how it was with me and Miss Payton. And I apologize. Ooh, it's Corona. So I slide back on my stool going over to Payton's computer. I said, baby, what the customer name is? Safi. I said, what? She said, my sister, this customer name Mr. Woodcock.
Baby's what I tell y'all.
We both bust out laughing. I was like, damn, did you put a customer on hold? You talking about Mr. Woodcock and all this shit. Y'all know that's something that we like, babies. But if a Mr. Woodcock call you in the living flesh, honest, you don't know what you're going to do with yourself. Should you take down the number and add them on the social media for later on? Or what you finna do? As I slid back over to my desk and got my call, and you know, obviously both me and Payton continued and assisted our customers. Whatever. We lasted there for quite some time. Now there was a total difference between Miss Effie and Miss Payton. You know, Miss Payton was aiming to be the number one. Yes, honey, when I tell y'all, she was aiming to be number one in the team. And she probably was, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm sure she'll remind me later on when she listens to this podcast, whether she was number one or not. But I know there was a steep, is steep the word? There was a competition always between Miss Payton and Murr and Tsum Tsum. Yeah, the three of them, they was always at the top, always at the top. And in the meantime, me, Vicky, and Estelle, you know, we were just floating in the middle. Yeah, baby, I already got to work. Maybe I'll be number one next month. But this month, a bitch gonna take a break. Let me first get used to this system and shit. Anywho, so from that moment on, we started becoming friends. We even had a little get-together at Payton's house and with everybody there. What was it called? You remember, Payton? And Vicky, you remember too? I know you're going to listen to this. Y'all remember when we had a Christmas in July, honey? Ooh, baby, when I tell y'all, we were so drunk. Ooh, the alcohol. Babies, when I tell y'all, the alcohol was like a fountain that you found in a CBD of a city, and that fountain is just overflowing with water, baby. The fountain was overflowing with them alcohols. Ooh, babies, and you know a bitch like her some brown liquor. We had a good old time. Yeah, so that was the one company, the UK company, that I done told y'all about. Like I said, I'm not finna tell y'all what the company name was, but yeah, that is what happened at this company, this UK company. And from that moment on, we're still friends, all of us. Payton, like I say, Vicky, Estelle, Murr, Alice, and Tsum Tsum. And then, of course, like I said in episode one, Payton had become a drag mama. She still is my drag mama. Still good friends and everything. Anywho, time went by and eventually a bitch got a different job. Babies, when I tell you, at that company I just done told y'all about, bitch was answering the phone. Thank you for calling. The company name. Now I'm going to make your day. Babies, when I tell y'all, a bitch got a promotion at a different company. Now, this company was a bitch done became a QA, honeys. Mm-hmm. Y'all know what a QA is? A quality assessor. Yes, that's what the hell I became. Ooh, babies, when I tell y'all, that job was like a holiday. It was really like a holiday. You had to focus, because obviously you're listening to the other agents' calls, making sure that they're doing and saying exactly what is required of them to say for the sale to be able to go through. So that is what I had to do. Sat on my stool every morning, put on my headsets, listen to all these calls. That is when I tell you, I think 80 calls a day. I think that was our, was at our limit. 80 calls a day. Yeah, 80 calls per day. But it was short calls. So it was, what's the word? It wasn't difficult, you know, to reach a target for the day. And there, after a few months, I think I was working for the company for probably about 3-4 months. Or maybe 2 or 3 months. Babies, when I tell y'all we got this new manager. Ooh, baby, she was fabulous. When I tell y'all, this woman had stilettos that didn't come from here. She actually gave me 2 pair of her heels. Thank God we wear the same feet. So I was just like, fabulous manager. What does this mean with you giving me these shoes? Does this mean that I got petite feet like a woman? Or does it just mean that you got big ass feet like a man? Oh, that is what I tell y'all. And who? She was a beautiful person. And we're still friends on the social media and all these things. Babies, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that company. Like I said, what else is there for me to say? I'm listening to calls every day. Say, pass, fail, pass, fail. Baby, I tell y'all, I felt like, what do you call the person? I felt like a gatekeeper. Yeah, I felt like a gatekeeper, babies. Trying to tell y'all, these people trying to do these sales and talking crazy on the phone. I say, hell to the no, fail. They're talking beautiful shit. I say, hell to the yes. Pass. A puff, puff, a pass. Then, after I left that company, company actually closed down. Company's closed today. Bitch decided to go back to university. When is tea time? When is it tea time? Anywho, bitch went back to university to complete her journalism and gender studies Bachelor of Arts degree. I'm busy with my final here this year. Babies, when I tell you, I can't wait to get back out onto the workforce again. Just to get out there again. This university, ooh, I didn't know that I had so much memory left in my mind or in my brain. Because, ooh, babies, when I tell y'all, y'all know when you was in high school, when you was in high school and you maybe had a exam or something and you start studying 2 days before so that it can still be fresh in your mind by the time you go and write that exam. Babies, I can't work like that anymore. No! I got to do it 2 weeks or at least a week before the time because my anxiety can't handle it. Then a bitch go blank. Bitch can't be thinking anything. What the hell going on? Anywho, so obviously, at the university, bitch ain't getting no more money, you know? Bitch ain't getting no more income. And that was, of course, around the time when I started doing the drag performing. Like I told y'all, episode one, at this performance competition. And then I got me this part-time job, honey. Ooh, babies, when I tell y'all. Can somebody say movie extra? Can somebody say advert extra? Or just extra? Somebody in the background. Yes, baby, that's who the hell I am. That's who the hell I am up until today. Obviously, Mr. Corona done messed up. She done messed up because, you know, we got to keep them social distancing, honey. We got to keep them social distancing. So, oh, babies, when I tell y'all, I remember the first, if I am not mistaken, I remember the first shoot I went to. I got this text message asking me if I'm available for a shoot that was going to take place at the airport. I say yes, because I didn't have no class that day. I say yes. Babies. Now, this company, They never tell you exactly what you're going for. You come there on the day and then you realize, oh, this is an advert for, say, for example, Stearns. Or this is an advert for Valentine's Day, advertisement. Or it's a scene in a series, or it's a scene in a movie or something. So I get there on this day. Babies, when I tell you, I got into the bus. It was raining cats and dogs the morning. But before I went through to the shoot, bitch had to go for her fittings, everything. Because they had supplied us that we had a particular uniform that we had to have it on. Got there at the fashion house and did these fittings. And they gave me this, how do you say, this army clothes. Yeah, army clothes. I said, babies, y'all want me to be a lady of the army? They said, no, Effie, you're going to be a man in this army. Shit. Anywho, bitch put on her clothes. They gave me them boots and everything. You know, those boots that are made for walking and kicking somebody real hard. Those kind of, those army boots, baby. Those boots that don't mess with nobody. Those boots that when somebody look at you and they look down to your feet and they think to themselves, okay, I'm gonna have to go past because your boots are heavy as hell. You gonna kick the hell out of me. Anywho, back to the matter at hand. So bitch gets at the airport base, right? Gets to the airport base, bitch gets dressed, everything. I asked the other boys, babies, what is this that we are shooting today? What are we actually shooting today? They say, no, it's a scene of a movie. I say, a scene of a movie? What movie is it, babies? They say, we're shooting for Bloodshot. I say, Bloodshot? What the hell is a Bloodshot? They said to me, Effie, it's a Vin Diesel movie. I said, y'all talking crazy with Heifer. They said, no, baby. And we might even meet him today. I said, oh, Lord, thank you for this blessings you have bestowed on me. You know a bitch been looking for a man for the longest time. Anywho. So we go on through the day, obviously do our rehearsals of what we had to do, babies. When I tell y'all, they gave me this heavy thing, this heavy crate thing on the type of pulley business that you had to pull from inside the airport hangar to outside, babies, probably taking 20 to 40 steps. And y'all know a bitch ain't got no biceps. I got no biceps. Why they try to make me pull this? Luckily, they gave me a partner. We done pulled together. Anywho, after the rehearsals, they say, okay, everybody, we're going to shoot this shit. I say, okay, babies. And lo and behold, guess who steps out of the car? I can't remember what type of car it is, but y'all know how it is. It's always some black car with tinted windows and everything. Steps out of the car, this man. Ooh, this white man. With his white vest. Y'all know he liked to wear them white vests. White vest and also like an army. Was it an army pants or was it a jeans? I can't remember what the hell it was, but it was something. I'm like, I said to my partner, baby, is that Vin Diesel? He said, yes, Effie. That's Vin Diesel. I said, ooh. I'm finna get me a man today. He busts out laughing. Anywho, we continued shooting throughout the day and everything. The movie came out earlier this year, if I'm not mistaken. My sister will confirm with me. The movie came out earlier this year. We went to the cinema house. Babies, when I tell y'all, just the two of us sitting in the cinema house. This is all before lockdown and all that shit. Sitting in the cinema house, just me and my sister, watching them TV. I see the scene coming to the airport. I say, sister, this is a scene we recorded. I say, keep your eyes peeled. I might have been in the background, but we might be able to see me somewhere. Anywho, Scene starts, he gets out of the car, out of the airplane, I can't remember. He walks over. And as he walks over, right behind him, you see me and my partner pulling this heavy ass crate that I done told you all about. We've got to scream, yes! I'm in a Vin Diesel movie. Bloodshot, hell to the yes. Ask about me. Ask about me on these streets. But obviously, now, babies, I have to tell y'all this because I don't want y'all going to watch the movie and trying to find Effie in the background. You're not going to find Effie in the background. You're going to find my male persona in the background, honey. It's like I told y'all, I was an army man, not an army woman. Anywho, the movie continued. We watched it finishing all this shit. Few months after that, or probably, yeah, few months after that, after the shoot, right? The shooting day. Bitch gets another SMS. Are you available for this gig that's going to happen? I say yes, because it was on a Saturday. Bitch gets a job. I say, we get there. I see one of my friends. Was he there that day? Sissa. I can't remember if Sissa was there that day. But, yeah, he was. He was. And, I said, Sissa, oh my God, we're back again. I said, what the hell is this that we're shooting? They said, Black Mirror. Y'all know the Netflix show, Black Mirror. I said, Black Mirror? What the hell is a Black Mirror? Somebody done had a mirror painted it black. They said, Effie, you ain't never watched no Black Mirror. I said, no, but I'm going to start watching it today. Anywho, we're at this, you know, at the set, busy recording and all these things. And eventually, babies, the star of the show. Y'all know in every episode, there's different people. Another black car comes pulling in into the auditorium. Pulls in into the auditorium. This little baby get out of the car. I saw hell to the no. Is that Miss Miley Cyrus? My partner, what was her name? I can't remember, but it was some Russian woman. She said, yes, it's Miley Cyrus. I said, ooh! Anywho, we continued recording the scene and everything. If y'all want to go and look for this episode, right at the end of the episode, you see me in the, but you need to know how I look like out of drag to see me. Right there in the audience, dancing along to Miley Cyrus, performing on the stage. Babies, when I tell y'all, bitch have been places. And right now I'm over here, sitting in my room, talking to all of y'all on this podcast. Y'all should feel blessed because I suddenly am blessed to have y'all tuning in with Tea Time with Effie on this beautiful day. Last topic for the day. Babies, when I tell y'all, y'all know a bitch loves Michelle Williams. Michelle from Destiny's Child. After all of the darkness and sadness, soon comes happiness. If I surround myself with positive things, I'll gain prosperity. That Michelle Williams. Y'all know her, babies. Now, this was long before I became a movie extra and all this. Probably a few years back. How many years is that? 5, 6 years back? Obviously, I follow her on Instagram and everything. I get this message on my DMs. Read the message. Somebody from her team sent this message to, I think it was to everybody who follows her. Hey, Michelle is doing her music video for her next single, Believe in Me. This was the single after When Jesus Say Yes, right? Believe in Me. If y'all would like to be in the video, y'all need to put on like clear clothes, no name brands and everything, and record yourself lip syncing along to the song. And if you make the cut, you're going to be put somewhere in the music video. Babies, when I tell y'all, I told all my fans. I said, Zoom Zoom. I said, Payton. I said to my boyfriend at the time, Y'all got to do We Gonna Be. And Michelle Williams, Miss Vida. Of course, none of them did it. Anywho, I wasn't gonna let it stop me. This Saturday or Sunday afternoon, recorded it on, was it on a laptop? I think it was on a laptop. Recorded it on a laptop and forwarded it through. Actually, I uploaded it onto YouTube and then sent them the link. Sent them the link. Babies, when I tell y'all, probably a week or two had passed, I received confirmation a bitch done made it onto the video. Oh, I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me abundantly. Thank you. I say amen. I say amen. And now up until today and probably forever in time, if you know who to look for on the music video of Believe in Me by Michelle Williams, you will see me because my name is, and it also says Cape Town, South Africa. So if y'all wants to go on YouTube or Google it, Google me, babies. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie on this beautiful day. I hope y'all have a blessed day. And like I always say, whether you was listening to me while laying on your bed with your earphones, maybe you in your car driving around, have me on the surround sound, or you could even be in the store doing your weekly or monthly shopping. Babies, thank y'all for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Y'all be blessed.